Hello, I'm Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Retail inflation plunged to a nine-month low of 4.17% in July as vegetable prices fell, strengthening views that the RBI will keep interest rates on hold at its review in October after raising them for a second straight meeting on August 1st. The RBI has raised the key repo rate by 0.25% each on inflationary concerns. The next bi-monthly policy is to be unveiled on October 5th. The Ease of Living Index 2018, released by Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri on Monday, has thrown surprises, with few most prominent cities failing to make a cut in the top 10. Of total 111 cities ranked under the index, Pune has been ranked first, while Navi Mumbai has surfaced as the second preferred spot in terms of livability. However, the national capital Delhi has failed to make it to the top 50, ranking much below cities like Vijayawada and Bhopal at number 65. Chennai was also ranked at number 14, while Kolkata refused to participate in the survey. Nearly 3 months after Allahabad Bank divested its MD and CEO Usha Anant Subramanian from all functional responsibilities, the government today dismissed her from service according to an official notification. Anant Subramanian is the former CEO and managing director of scam hit Punjab National Bank. Anant Subramanian was named in a CBI charge sheet in the rupees 14,000 crore PNB fraud case but had continued to be an employee of the bank. She was to superannuate today but has been dismissed from service. The government has also given permission to the CBI to prosecute Anant Subramanian and Sanjeev Sharan, former executive director of the PNB. The commuters from Delhi to Gurugram will soon have a new road that will bring down congestion and cut short the travel time. The new road will offer a shorter route for commuters from Dwarka, Najafgarh and West Delhi to Gurugram. The new route will connect to Najafgarh Biswasan Road and is part of Gurugram's Master Plan 2031. India's second largest software services firm Infosys has said it will set up a new software development centre in Kolkata with an investment of Rs 100 crore. The centre is expected to provide employment to about 1,000 engineers. The first phase of the project will be completed within 15 months from the date of obtaining all statutory clearances. India's forex reserve is in a comfortable range and another 5-8% fall will not jeopardize the situation, says a DBS report. According to the global financial services major, a challenging global environment has compelled RBI to intervene aggressively this year to contain rupee depreciation, resulting in significant drawdown in foreign reserves. Indian carrier Jet Airways has said it is considering various options on priority to meet its funding requirements, reaffirming that its revenue-boosting and cost-cutting measures have started to show results. In a report by Reuters, Jet, however, ruled out a potential stake sale or plans to monetize its investment in its frequent flyer program, calling media reports on the subject purely speculative. In what might come as a big relief to CNG car owners, Indraprastha Gas Limited, IGL, is planning to come up with 50 more CNG pumps across Delhi NCR. This is likely to be done by February 2019. As mentioned by an official, the new CNG stations are to come up across Delhi, Noida, Greater Noida, Rewari and Ghaziabad. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.